So is this like the, we're going to press record, the cameras are live, so any mistakes we make are, that's the famous Independence Day line.
I didn't pick up material over there.
Come on, Bob. This is highly important. All right, well.
There you go.
I guess we'll call to order the June 22nd, 2022 TIF 3 Medical District meeting. Would like to add that we do not have a quorum, but we are going to proceed for informational purposes only for the members that are here. With that, do we even need to look at the minutes since we don't have a quorum?
Yeah, we can wait till next meeting.
Yeah. You've all been given the minutes. We will table those to approve at the next meeting. If you see any changes, we will make them then. So we will move quickly to.
Did Rich Reeser resign?
He did, yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
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 Yeah, and we lost Clea because she ran, so. Think that's it? Guess we can move to number two on the agenda, follow-up items, and that would be staff.
So a couple of questions came up at the last meeting regarding VA travel reimbursement. Basically, can veterans get some kind of travel reimbursement that they can use to pay for dart fares or otherwise? And Courtney did some great research for us. Courtney, I don't know if you want to share what you found. I know we passed out some information as well, but if you want to just kind of run through that real quick.
I did. I reached out to some gentlemen at DART, and DART offers discounts for seniors, and there's discounts for paratransit, but there is not a stipend that DART offers. But I did provide a little bit of an informational packet that I did get off of the Veterans Affairs website, and it kind of walks you through eligibility and how to get reimbursed through the VA. It gives you the mileage rate. I just thought it might be some useful information, but I guess if you want to read through that and if you have any questions, you can email me and I'll try to find the answers for you.
Well, I think I made that comment based on someone I know who is a veteran, and he gets a travel reimbursement when he travels to the VA, so. And I would assume that he's not just unique, that all veterans who travel get, and I don't know what the proper term, stipend or reimbursement or travel expense or.
Yeah, it's a reimbursement that's done through Veterans Affairs.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess the bottom line of that is, you know, when you go to the VA, if you get $10, if we set up something for DART and they charge $3, it's not unfair for the veteran using that service, because he's receiving benefit, is kind of the way I'm thinking along that line. So it's not something that I guess the veteran would use the benefit to pay DART if we set up something with DART to do the travel. Thank you. I'll read through that.
Welcome.
Anybody have anything else on travel reimbursement?
Nope.
All right. Then sidewalk and transmission lines. That was me.
Yeah, the other question came up. Of course, PP&L is replacing transmission line along Walnut. That work's been finished. They did disturb some sidewalks. I think that was why the question came
right.
up. It's about connecting sidewalks to the medical district in that area. They did disturb some sidewalks, but replaced those as part of the work. So there's a few new patches of sidewalks in the area, but pretty much everything that was there is still there. I think they've completely finished that work and moved on to another project, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm certain.
Plenty going on.
Okay, well. Seems like you're going to be giving us all the updates tonight, because we'll get.
Well, I got one more, and then I'm going to kick it over to So we've been giving you updates on the Riverset development, and of course, the homes still continue to get built out there. So I wanted to share the latest information we've got on that development. So they've moved on to phase two. I think we talked about that last time. They still have a couple homes under construction in phase one, but that's primarily finished. Just waiting on a couple of certificates of occupancy on the homes in phase one. Phase two, which is 304 lots on the south side. This is, you know, a little further south from Buckingham. 83 permits have already been pulled and are under construction. 83 and 221. So they're moving fast. In fact, we've, you know, due to the supply chain issues and labor issues, the developer hasn't quite finished the landscaping in phase two. And typically we wait to issue any permits before they finish that landscaping. But just due to how long that was going to take and issues they're having in terms of getting landscape materials and then labor to install it, we went ahead and started issuing permits there. We didn't want to hold the builders up any longer. Mm-hmm. So they've gone ahead and moved forward with that. Of course, we keep a bond on hand in case that work doesn't get finished, but I have every confidence it will get finished. So they're continuing to plow ahead. Couple pictures to show you here of the work, and these are fairly recent. So this is kind of an aerial shot looking above phase two northward towards Buckingham. You can see the central open space there in the middle, and then most of phase one basically built out. You'll see some of the townhomes under construction in phase two toward the bottom of the picture there, and then a few other foundations being poured and framing going up on some of the homes in phase two as well. So again, things are moving forward.
Was that a drone shot?
Yes. Yeah. And these are we got these from the developer. They're out there quite frequently, and you know, there's a nice signage and different things there. These are the four builders that are still building in Riverset, and they're doing well. Read a news article recently this past week in Dallas Morning News about new single family permit numbers coming out of some of the northern suburbs, Salina, Prosper, Frisco, that have declined significantly month over month, you know, 30-40% declines.
Nationwide, we had a 30% decline in mortgage starts.
And that's interesting.
In May.
We haven't seen that yet. Our lot inventory is starting to really run out. I mean, aside from Riverset and some stuff in District 3 and a few scattered throughout Garland, lot inventories really are a challenge. So I think eventually things are going to slow down here too. But they always hit the suburbs first, the far out suburbs first, and then things kind of slow down from there. But for now, they're building them as fast as they can to settle before interest rates go too far or crazy. So
as it is, I've talked to several people from these builders, and they don't have lots. Those are mainly sold in Riverset. So, you know, it's not affecting this area and Garland overall, as a housing market remains strong even through the 2005-2008 problems. So I don't see it stopping us much.
I know in District 3, there's a brand down Waterhouse. That's a brand new pull. They have. I drove by there the other day. They have not built. They haven't started building. They built the screening wall. They got it up, but I haven't seen any constructions on any homes started as of yet. But that's a good point you brought up. I'm with this interest rates and the inflation, the supply chain. I'm hoping that. That Pulte subdivision doesn't get caught taking several years.
I don't see that it will.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I mean, Garland,
my business hasn't slowed down.
Yeah, I've always said Garland has proximity on its side. You know, it's not a 45-30 or longer drive, you know, like the suburbs are dealing with.
Even at today's averages, Garland is still one of the most affordable suburbs of Dallas in North Texas. So
what's the average sales price on a residential property right now.
350, I believe, in Garland was what?
Oh, no, Riverset.
Riverset, four-ish, 385, four-ish is the...
Average is about 385.
That's about what I've seen. They have some, if you get into the four bedrooms and the bigger one and a half stories that are 480, 500,000, but the introductory price is in the high 200s and it goes up quick from there.
Yeah, they've done well, kind of, there's a lot of different sizes available in this development, which has helped them.
Do we have any preliminary projections from DCAT as far as the tax base there?
Generally, we would about at this point, but there's so many protests that the number, we're waiting until mid-July, really, to... Yeah.
They're far behind because everybody protested.
Yeah, so probably at our July meeting, later in July, they
got to certify by July the 17th, so the tax roll, so you'll get some numbers right about then, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have our CFO, Matt, will come and update us at the next meeting in terms of the budget.
Just remind me, that pink area in that first... Riverset.
That'll be what phase three that's now going to be residential. It was going to be commercial mixed use.
That was going to be commercial. They tried marketing it. It really, because of the access, it just doesn't make for a good pad site, coffee shop, anything like that. So they've successfully rezoned it to residential. I think added maybe 12 or 15 lots as part of that.
There was dirt moving out there a week ago, so.
They're not waiting.
No. Anything else on that?
No, that's all I had on Riverset.
Thank you.
Now for the fun part.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The medical district redevelopment.
Riverset's so fun.
I don't know if you guys probably met Claire Cobb and Ayako Schuster from Economic Development, but they're here to share some updates on the medical district and the tremendous work that's been going on there, so I'm going to get out of the way.
Come on down. You're the next contestant.
There. Oh. Yeah. Here, let me scoot over. Let you take the helm. Here, if you want to be able to see.
And our redevelopment focus areas, just so we can kind of think about the project compartmentally, include like wellness, upskilling, lifestyle, and infrastructure. We've also identified some initial priorities and kind of moved forward with those priorities. So here's kind of where those redevelopment focus areas align with our existing partnerships. So under the wellness, obviously we have our healthcare partners. With upskilling, we're working with the VA and their programs for veteran education, as well as being in conversation with Dallas College and just leveraging our relationship, obviously, with Dallas County Manufacturing Association and also TMAC here in North Texas. Under lifestyle, we've partnered with Oak Cliff-based nonprofit Better Block and their community placemaking organization. They do a lot of testing of urban design projects, and so we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll also be going into like the legal beginnings of the wellness park, including like renegotiating on the right of entry and the MOU to transfer that Baylor land the VA got back to the city of Garland for a future park. And then we're working very closely with our area businesses who are supporting our Better Block efforts. And then under infrastructure, we're partnered with DART. We certainly have sidewalks and walkability in alignment with our trail plan, streets and connectivity. So that's kind of where we're at. I've broken these down further so you can kind of see. With the office improvements, we are really proud that we were able to, with the support of council, now have the most competitive medical office tenant incentive program in DFW. And that's really helping us move to our 100-120 bed hospital recruitment in the area. And then with both of those together, we'll look at wellness programming and retail recruitment. And we know that there's some desire from our medical professionals to like adjust some of the amenities in that area to kind of better fit their lifestyle needs. With upskilling, we talked a little bit about this. We are looking at a veteran workforce support program and are partnered with Dallas College as part of their strategic planning process. And just kind of really thinking about how we can bring those relationships together into our business community to provide better veteran support in an upskilling environment. With that, we'll be looking at training space as a partnership and learning resources or support. We're also optimistically moving toward a university recruitment program. We are aware that's a 10 to 15 year process with the state of Texas. With lifestyle, we have engaged Better Block, so they'll kind of experiment and test our urban plan. The city's also engaged Studio Outside. They're doing the downtown square. They're a big Dallas urban design firm. They did like the 18-2 Discovery District, Clyde Warren Park. So they're really known for making things very livable and walkable. They'll also be doing like an initial surveying and site plan for the wellness park, and we'll just continue making some of the aesthetic improvements in that area that we've been able to accomplish. With infrastructure, we're looking at street improvements, sidewalk improvements, and it's really about connectivity. And we are in so many meetings, I know all of us, where people just, it's a constant theme, that walkability and authenticity that people are looking for as they move through areas. We've also engaged Rich Design, who did all of our park sign master plan and our downtown wayfinding signs, to help us extend that branding into the medical district. So we have a cohesive city aesthetic that people come to know and recognize Garland. With that, our initial priorities, because it's a lot, right? We've got a plan here. One of the things that we're really aware of as we move into redevelopment is making sure that we maintain our brand standard and really like lean into the authenticity and the things that make Garland unique and special. So we just want to make sure our development reflects who we are. And we've kind of said like we're makers. This is a very enduring community. We have that authenticity that people are looking for. It's also a very engaged community where people like are very participatory, like Garland shows up to support one another. And I think that's really special and important to be mindful of when we're thinking about what a place is going to look and feel like. For street and sidewalk improvements, this is kind of like our mood board or creative brief that we're working with Studio Outside on as they kind of plan the look and feel of the district. For our interior sidewalks and pathways, that's Clara Barton, Walter Reed, Marie Curie. We're looking at a finishing technique, and of course we're working with our streets department. Like, we're presenting this, but this is absolutely a city project. And there's no way that I'd be sitting here or if it wasn't for all the different departments of the city coming together. I'm just the person who's good at making PowerPoints. So,
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
I did the survey, and I asked a question. Is the city, apparently from what you just said, the city owns the streets, so whatever we do matches up with what you just said with the city, the improvements. Okay.
We're looking at widening a lot of those pathways, so 6 to 8 foot sidewalks, but with the streets department, we're looking at a crushed glass finishing technique that pays homage to our manufacturing heritage, but will brighten the sidewalks in the district, kind of in this bluish, greenish tone is the initial design aesthetic. For the exterior sidewalks on Shiloh and Walnut, and this is a concept that could be expanded beyond, we're looking at a stained concrete finish, again, like kind of playing into the Duck Creek, the blue, and kind of this healing pattern. There's the signage, like from downtown, and that's kind of our signage as it was in the medical district. Our plans didn't look that good a couple months ago, but we'll kind of move through some of the changes we've made since then. I'd also be like, I'd love to note, if you guys haven't seen the interior renovations that Valoris Health Park has done, it's a totally new interior of that, those old Baylor medical office buildings. Here's kind of a quick snapshot of what it looks like on, of what it looks like on the interior, but it's just really a stunning presentation, and it really feels very modern and clean in there, and it's very easy to get around now. With creative placemaking, with the Arbolores partners, we are looking at a large-scale art project at 601 Clara Barton, that's Plaza 3. It'll be a corner wrap mural on this corner of the building. It's about 3,800 square foot, but it provides visual, like a visual marker to both Walnut and Shiloh. And the artist that we've preliminary engaged is Haley Ryan. She's a Dallas-based artist and art teacher. This is a sampling of her work, and she's like a great storyteller that uses local botanicals and florals. The corner wrap you can see there is in Bishop Arts, and it was a mural that created the catalyst for developing Bishop Lane. So she is a big name artist. People come to see her work. She'll also be working with the city and our various departments to provide two different cohort opportunities for youth engagement so we can build capacity for participation in the arts with the working artists, and the children can like both observe and learn from her.
Will there be input as far as design from the city, from community, or?
We're doing it in alignment with the cultural arts plan. So there is, just to be specific on that question, there is like a slightly different process when you have a private property owner than when it's a public property and publicly funded. So this is a little bit different scenario than maybe, but we're working with the Arts Commission, and we're very closely working with Arts and Culture to make sure we're in compliance and alignment. The other like area that's been identified, this wouldn't be a 2022 project, but maybe a 2023 or 2024 project, would be the panels on 530. And like these are just conceptual ideas. We really kind of have thought about the themes of florals and healing, and like have built the RFP to reflect that Garland Fire Wheel brand, and like really kind of just think about how we the city are reflected in these art pieces. So again, these are just conceptual. This is not real at this point, but it kind of gives you an idea of where we're going from the visual direction. The other one that we are working with, this is a private property owner at Walnut Village, and the property is managed by Quine and Associates. We have engaged artist Allie K. Designs. So similarly, she would hold two cohort groups for kids. And while the property management team has been so kind and like so good at working with us, we're just having a slower start than we would have wanted getting the property owner. So at this point, we're working in maybe some temporary signage, like a vinyl style art application, just to kind of test the proof of concept. But we'll be looking at putting the word Garland on the side of the Family Dollar facing wall. For community engagement, if you took the Better Block survey, thank you so much. Better Block is an urban design nonprofit, and they really kind of are, they're connected with our studio outside partners, so all of the input and data will be not only, you know, for the Better Block project, but it'll inform the urban design. There'll be a secondary opportunity for our citizens to participate in the urban design process when we have the Better Block events. And this is just like kind of an interesting way to bring stakeholders together and really show that we're doing stuff. A lot of the projects we do, especially in partnership with all of our city departments, are 3 to 5 year projects. So seeing this immediate impact, I really just think not only provides that input opportunity, but really lets people kind of get in there and see that things are moving forward. So what we'll be doing is it's a 120-day community engagement project. So the survey is live, it's live through Friday. I have some flyers here. You can please take and share if you can. And I know Courtney will help send out some like shareable social media materials in English, Spanish, and Vietnamese if you wanted to share those on your personal social media or with any email listservs you manage. So the project timeline, the survey kickoff was on May 26th. We'll move into a design review right there that week of 4th of July. They'll begin the construction with the project. That may not be here on site, but it will be in their Dallas office around August 8th, and then we'll have the initial kickoff event October 7th and 8th. We are planning on programming the next 2 weekends in October after that, and we have some private partner, large name retailers that we're almost like this close to finalizing what that programming will look like, but I think would bring a lot of good brand to the area. And they're both veteran-friendly businesses. The project site that was selected is this Clara Barton Boulevard. So what we're going to create there is kind of like a linear street park off the back. So we'll kind of shut down the street and do this, and this is part of the studio outside design proposal, is to make Clara Barton a single lane each way to slow down traffic and really focus on that walkability and make it a more pedestrian-friendly area for people visiting the medical office space. The other advantage of the community engagement, it's really going to power some of our grant funding that we're working on in partnership with the VA and our other stakeholders in alignment with our development pillars. So that's like a really important thing that we just want to note. It was a really neat investment and a great way, again, to engage not only our residents, but to hopefully get some more money pumped into this area for redevelopment. Our initial redevelopment focus area, I'm sure you could tell, is kind of that Walnut Clara Barton corridor. We're also working with Studio Outside for some concepts to do some facade improvement. Our opportunities at 2301 West Walnut might look like this. And again, these are just mood boards that they're using to help us create multiple concepts that we can then present to private property owners. So we can really get this area. These businesses are amazing. They're all so good. I frequently buy entire cups of mangoes from Fruiteria Imos. And I think, like, you know, and I think it's the opinion of Studio Outside, if people just knew, like, from the outside how good they were on the inside, it would really help business revitalization in this area. Same thing with the little barbecue chicken place right there. So we're looking at a facade improvement with them. And I love this mood board because that bottom center photo is their location in the Irving Medical District. So you can see the updated graphics, the more modern aesthetic, and how that kind of changes the look and feel of the area. So the big question, project phasing and timeline. So this is kind of a timeline of where we started and where we're going. When we initially started working here, we did some scoping, we've started some quick wins. We're now engaged with Studio Outside and Better Block. We're moving into that public art, the RFP design and approval process and alignment, and start getting those facade concepts. We're looking at beginning some surveying work here at the end of June, early July. And then once that surveying's complete, we'll be able to do the RFP for the construction and engineering, specifically for the infrastructure project. So our quick wins action plan allowed us to upgrade the lighting. You can see the picture with the rain that was taken at 11 o'clock at night in the rain, and it just looks totally lit up. We worked with GPNL to change the light bulb wattage, and they're now 400 watt bulbs. We also worked with our police department to make sure that was with part of their safety plan. We've made some temporary median improvements, really 100% thanks to our parks department, who came in there and added the rocks, and you can see our drought and freeze resistant plants there now. And we've also gone in and trimmed up all the trees. There was some contract confusion on the responsibility and the median, and the city's taken over that responsibility. That's really going to change our tenant office space for our JLL, the leasing company, the brokerage that Prevarian is using. So that's kind of what that median looks like today. If you guys remember it from that initial picture, like where all the plants had died, we've gone in. Part of it has to do with the sprinkler, the irrigation system. The irrigation line was no longer working, so this really allowed our parks department to do like a much lower maintenance median, to do the co-branding in partnership with the lawyer and the VA, and really just get that medical occupancy into that community hospital recruitment process. And I think we can say too, partially because of the tenant incentives and those quick win like curb appeal items, we've gone from 40% to nearly 80% occupancy in our medical office space.
Well,
so Studio Outside, we're moving that kickoff process next week, and I think I just always like to iterate how many different stakeholders at the City of Garland are involved in this process. And it's absolutely not just us, but we'll be doing the topographic survey, all of the assessments, the master plan and schematics, and the graphics and modeling for the Medical District 3. And that looks like project phase one, the urban design master planning. So we'll begin that engineering survey in July. We're working with the VA, of course, on that for all of the legal liability and right of entry. We should have the 50% concept design and stakeholder feedback in October. And then we'll have a 90% presentation of the schematic design available in November. So you can see how that aligns with those community engagement opportunities with the Better Block programming. We'll have the final schematics in December of 2020. So the project deadline at this point is at December 16th. When we get the engineering done, the surveying work, we'll be able to go into the construction and engineering RFP for project phase three. And that's what I think just really important to note, because it allows us to move straight from urban design to construction without an interruption to go back into that process. And that's all I have. Yes, sir.
In regards to retail recruitment, is there any discussion in regards to a commissary being established at the Garland facility?
Not at this time. And like, I know that they have the VA has a kind of its own project schedule. They were moving some of their elder care there, their hospice care, but that's the only thing that they have on the board.
But I think earlier in the TIF previous meetings, I brought this up previously. The nearest commissary is the one off of Walton Walker in Dallas. So if we build in this big, elaborate campus to attract all the VAs and the general public, it just give food for thought about, you know, having a commissary there that would also serve a viable retail for the people that it's serving as well. So is there going to be any conversation of what is? Right, because since we're at the very infancy stage of the development, and we have the real estate and the land, I just, instead of someone having to drive way out to Walton Walker, why not have that as a conversation piece or a retail piece right here on this facility? I just thought I'd raise that question up again. Is that being discussed or any thought? Just like the one off of Walton,
yeah,
one off
like
of Walton.
Like
yeah.
So that would be a federally owned property.
Yeah, there's a lot of veterans in the Metroplex. I don't know how many, Rex, you probably know better than me, how many VAs we have here in the city limits. I think there's quite a few.
380,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you don't have to drive way over on the other side of the. To Walton Walker, you go come right here to Garland to go to a commissary. So I thought I'd bring that up, raise that ideal up, since we have a lot of undeveloped retail spaces right now. So
yeah, we'll definitely look at it.
Okay. Question. Well, a couple of them. First of all, have we defined the target audience in the district? The opportunities for input, the surveys, are they all electronic? Are we doing any in person? This is, I'd hate for somebody to say, tell them who they are. This is who you are based on whatever we came up with. They're going to go like, what? What are you talking about? This is not us. Where'd you get that from?
Right, we absolutely did that. And like this Better Block survey is a huge part of that process. So not only did we do, like, we did a virtual and in-person kickoff back in May, and then we did we've done a lot of virtual, like, thanks to our PMR department, absolutely, they're the ones helping us push it out. But we also, as a team and in partnership with Better Block, have block-blocked the area and done, like, at-home flyer drop-off.
Yeah, the reason this concerns me is we went through a unpleasant experience a few years ago. When we went into the pandemic lockdown, and of course, the school district had bought all these computers for the kids. And they had computers at home, but no access to Wi-Fi or internet, so about half of the student population might as well, you know, use them for doorstops, because we didn't have the infrastructure for that. So it's some of the simple stuff that we just assume that people have computers, they have access to it, so they'll be able to answer the survey questions via a computer or a cell phone or something.
Absolutely. At our in-person events, we've had the printed surveys in three languages for people to fill out on site. And we've also had those on our block walking tours for some of our population that has, like, maybe that digital divide.
also, I don't know if this is overlaps one or two city council districts, but have they gotten involved in this phase at all?
Absolutely.
They have? Okay, good.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
Looks like we've got a quorum then, Mr. Chair.
So, I have nothing else on that. Do you have anything else in that one?
No, just looking if you have any other questions.
The one thing I was going to mention, I think I mentioned this before, but so you know, the TIP fund is not funding any of what they're talking about yet.
Right.
This is all from prior CIP money that had been set aside for the medical district. And so, we still, while the TIP is accumulating money, we still haven't really touched any of it. So, keep that in mind as we move forward, especially next meeting when we talk about the budget and what's available in the TIF for future use, that sort of thing. We haven't, that fund is untouched at this point, so. And that was deliberate. We wanted to let it accumulate some money before we started drawing it down. So, this is prior CIP money that's been allocated for the medical district.
Judson mentioned a while ago about the professional medical people, I guess, wanting more or different restaurants and amenities there. Is that a part of this overall?
Absolutely.
Movement?
It is. Probably our largest challenge at this point is there's zero vacancy. There's zero vacancy right now. But we know as we improve this district, like the market demand will change what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And we do have, like, I know Provarian's worked with a couple retailers, and we obviously have our retail recruitment strategy where there's people who are ready and interested. It's just really getting this, you know, this first step in, and you'll start to see that retail and those amenities improve.
One question. Do we have any movement on, I noticed that they were clearing one of the lots along Shiloh. Is that?
So, we did issue a site permit for the multifamily project that was approved. I'm trying to remember all the data there. I think it was 160 units.
It was something like that. I saw the other day that we're moving dirt now, so.
Yeah, they've got their permit, so they're moving dirt, and they have their funding in place. You know, I'm not sure what their timeline is, but we can get that for the next meeting.
And is the large lot that fronts Walnut still available there, or is it?
It is, yes. That's the 6 acres on Walnut that's right next to the, or right behind the office building.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know, the plan kind of identifies that 6 acres as future hospital location, so we haven't rezoned it. We haven't really done anything with it because we want to keep it in reserve, basically, for hospital, but it's still available.
And okay.
I think the ownership hasn't changed either. The owners are actually refinancing on it right now. So, I'll get a better timeline for the apartment or the multifamily development for the next meeting. They just barely got started.
Food for thought. A large school district, and I'm sure a lot of the veterans have, if their concentration of veterans are in Garland, have grandchildren. So a thought is some of the future things is a veteran bring a grandchild to an event. And I know historically you always create an audience when you invite children and grandparents or parents and specialize in that. In that group, so.
Did everybody sit in on the block meeting? I know it was sent out to us, but did everybody attend that?
We had a much better in-person attendance, like when we set up at the, like outside the medical office space, and that was a little bit more successful than the digital.
I did the digital, and it was very interesting to watch what they've done in the past. So,
yeah.
It's. I'm looking forward to the October event to see just exactly what they bring.
They're very good, and like, they do a great job at really bringing these.
Anything else on updates? All right. So, next item would be future meeting dates.
The dates look good there. I think it's July 27th.
Yeah, my anniversary is the 25th, so I'll be available.
We'll talk budget at that meeting and have Matt here to go through DCAP values, what the certified values.
Matt's still with us?
No. And so, kind of be prepared for that.
Does anybody see any conflicts with the two dates?
What?
27th of July.
That is a Wednesday, I'm sure.
That would be a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Six.
I've got one. I'll be out of town.
Do we know anything about the appointments? I know you said they would be coming, but if we get them,
possibly still meet on that day.
Possibly still meet on that day?
If any come in, sure. I'll make a note, keep you guys posted if there's any new appointments come in between now and then. What is it, roughly about a month?
Yeah, it's about a month.
It's possible.
Okay. It's possible.
It can't be that difficult to Shanghai people.
Take
my party and
they hooked us line and sinker, so it can't be that hard to get more people. There's a sucker born every day.
P.T. Barnum's out there somewhere.
So, I mean, let's move forward with that date for now. And then we have to move it, we have to move it. The things to watch out for in August, school starts August 8th. So, my kids are old enough, but it becomes a problem the first week in August for porch parties and everything else that'll be happening all that week. So we'll play that one by ear. We'll plan on it for now, and I have nothing in October. That's
August 8th.
Yeah, school starts August 8th this year. But we get out before Memorial Day next year, so.
Thank goodness.
Thank you.
Back on a normal.
We're not putting that one on record. Other than that.
Since we do have a quorum, do you want to go back and approve the minutes?
Yeah, we can.
That's up to you.
Yeah, no, we can. We can go ahead and look at it.
So we now have a quorum.
Now that we do have a quorum. Does anybody see anything in the minutes to change?
If I could remember that far back. Yeah.
Right. Clear as mud.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes.
We have a motion to approve by Bob.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. See, we did something. We're official. Does anybody have anything else? All right, with that.
Before we adjourn, on the budget, is he going to be able to provide us any information prior to the meeting?
Or just
come ready to listen?
Probably not, because I know that the numbers are coming in from the CAD.
I was going to say, if we get the numbers that late, it's going to be crunch time, period.
Probably not.
Y'all are very good, so we won't be concerned about that.
Yeah.
Anything else? All right. Well, with that, I'll call us adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.